big crow was flying up behind Skipper, homing in on the back of Ruggum's neck, when a stone struck it square on the beak. Other crows found themselves pelted with a lively salvo of large pebbles and chunks of rock. Skipper was last, but finally he made it to the path. Lifting Ruggum down, he picked up stones and began whizzing them off at the angry crows with amazing accuracy, chuckling wolfishly.
Ha ha ha! Buggles, come on! Chew on some of this!
But the crows would not leave the tree cover. Knowing they would be at a disadvantage on open ground, they took to the branches, hopping awkwardly about and cawing harsh disapproval of their would-be quarry's tactics. Old Criculus was a surprisingly good rock thrower. He knocked a crow clean out of its tree with his first try.
You great filthy cowards! Oh, do you like some of your own medicine, eh? Eh? Here, try this on for size!
The unexpected retaliation was too much for the crows, and they quickly retreated back into the safety of the woods. Skipper hooked his rudder under Ruggum's smock cord, hauling him back as the mole babe went to chase after the crows with a rock he could scarcely carry.
Cease fire, me old mate! We send them packing!
Ruggum rolled his rock off among the trees and dusted his paws. He shouted after the distantly cawing birds.
Yer, and don't ye come back or I'll give ye billy-o, you gurt-villian rascals!
The remainder of the journey was uneventful. Skipper and his party reached the abbey in time for afternoon tea. Abbot Apodemus opened the gates for them.
Great seasons! You lot look as if you've been through some sort of adventure. What happened, my friends? Tell me.
Skipper made his report as they strolled across the lawns to the abbey. The Father Abbot reflected on the story.
No treasures found today, but some lessons learnt. Ah, well, no great harm done. You're all back safe and sound, just in time for afternoon tea, I might add.
Sister Vernal smiled eagerly, for tea time was her special favourite.
Oh, good, blackberry cream tarts.
Apodemus shook his head woefully as they entered the abbey.
Please, sister, don't even mention blackberry cream tarts to me. They'll haunt my dreams for seasons to come.
Malbon stifled a smile.
What happened? Did something go wrong with the Dibbon's tart baking?
The abbot was still shaking his head in despair.
Did anything go right? It was the Dab organization, you remember. Dibbons against bedtime. On some pretext or other, they got Mem and Formol out of the kitchens. Then the rascals ran back and bolted themselves in. Come and see.
When they arrived at the kitchens, the door was off its hinges. Gooch the cook and his assistant Furl were sorting through a selection of damaged tools they had borrowed from the wine cellars to unscrew the door hinges.